Youth football is all about style and fun. And the NFL celebrates that through Play Football, an initiative aimed at creating positive experiences for players, coaches, and parents, with the goal of preserving and promoting the values of the game. On the football field, kids can continue to grow through teamwork and build trust as leaders. To learn more and to find a league near you, visit playfootball.com. The future of football is here. You in?
All right, here we go. It's BB Today, 96.3 News Radio, KQOB. Thanks for being with us. Yeah, we still have those PBR tickets. I'm bound and determined to give them away. We'll do that this afternoon before 3 o'clock, so keep listening for your chance to win those tickets to see the PBR next weekend. And you can buy tickets. They're available now. You can go to PBR.com and purchase them. We have another pair of tickets for you coming up here on News Radio KQOB. It is St. Patrick's Day, of course, so be aware of that as you're making your way through Albuquerque today. And joining us now is Pavlo Spanagopoulos from Sotero Advisor Networks. And we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the banking system and some of the other things happening in the economy. And Pavlos, thanks for being with us today.
Good morning, BV. Just went skiing up in Santa Fe. Lots of snow for those skiers out there. And I'm doing this live from Tortilla Flats on Sarias. Our good friends Ivan let us use his phone, and we have a nice clear signal so we can try to calm our listeners down. What's going on, this lunacy we have in Washington and moral hazard that is reaping havoc on the stock market.
Yeah, I'm glad you can make the time to join us today. We appreciate it. And
very important very important time for me to be on the radio.
Yeah, and you talked about this moral hazard. Kind of tell us about what exactly this is, and especially with Janet Yellen and what some of the things that she's been doing recently.
Well, you know, basically the government said they're going to backstop all, depositors, and of course, everybody remembers the Depression. I'll go back in history. The Depression, there was at one time they basically insured deposits up to 100,000, and then BV they went up to 250,000 after 2008. Now the Biden administration and Janet Yellen and the Fed have said we're going to backstop all depositors, no matter how much money they have. You know what? That's basically moral hazard, and what that means is it's the business engaging in risky behavior, knowing that the American taxpayer will be left foot holding the bill for bad decisions with no consequences. You know, it's like this too big to fail. You remember that back in 2008? We said that would never happen again. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
Round two, we're back to when politicians have to pay the piper. You know, it's just a lot easier to kick the can down the road, right?
Yeah, definitely. And they are talking about the bailout, in which, most of us do remember what happened in 2008. And you would think that there was a lot of politicians back then that paid the price for it. And we were told, as you mentioned, that this wasn't going to happen again, but we may be facing that again. And what about this industry that really has no consequences when people mess up, especially when you look at what happened there with Silicon Valley Bank?
Right. And you got to think about what a bank is. A bank is 95% debt. And, of course, these banks, they were buying government bonds, mortgages, and treasuries. But they're buying these bonds that were long dated. Let's say they were at, paying 1.5%. Well, all of a sudden, interest rates go to 5%. Those bonds lose 20% of their value. Well, guess what? There's no more bank left because the bank is 95% debt. And the only thing that basically keeps the bank afloat is confidence. And when basically their portfolio drops, you know, by that much and there's no more confidence in the bank. Also remember, a lot of those depositors, they had billions in that bank. They basically, you know, were contributors to Washington's elite. And they're not going to let those, political donors not get their money back, right? So, you know, the little guy, it happened back in, I don't know if you guys remember, back in the 90s, Cyprus. They basically let the first people that had 250,000 euros or less, then you lost your money. But if you were a Russian oligarch, your money was, you know, covered by the Cypriot government. That was, you know, the ECB. So again, it goes back to BB, the little guy, gets the shaft, and you know, the political elite and the ones that contribute to the campaigns, they get made whole.
Yeah, yeah.
This isn't about protecting the little guy. This is all about, you know, padding the coffers of Wall Street and the money center banks.
Yeah, yeah. And this is, we can blame modern monetary theory for this as well, because they kind of invented their own way out of this mess.
Right. Basically, they said that you can print your way to prosperity. Now, they all went to college and learned that. But you and I know, you know, it doesn't take, you know, a rocket science to figure that. You cannot print your way to, to prosperity. And the monetary theorists basically are the old Keynesian economists. You know, Treasury Secretary Yellen is one of the most modern monetary theorists. So is, she was former Fed chair of San Francisco branch. She's a Democrat. But not to be outdone, we got the current Fed Reserve Chairman, Jay Powell, a former Wall Street power broker. Again, he's a banker's bank, and of course, he's Republican. So it doesn't matter. This modern monetary theorist is basically just old Keynesian wine bottled in a, you know, a new bottle. And again, you know, we've seen this back in the 30s. This happened, and again, recently in the 70s, these white collar crooks get basically to hold the Federal Reserve and our government over a barrel. And you know, the Fed and Washington feels like they're damned if they do and they're damned if they don't, right?
Yeah, yeah. And as you mentioned, with the money pouring out, because these are the guys that fund leaders on both parties. It's not like a lot of these folks don't even have really a political ideology. They just want to have the people in power in their pocket, and they hedge their bets by contributing and helping out people from both parties.
Right. And who's gonna give us the most money, right? It depends whoever's going to give us the most money. And we've seen that both Democrats and Republicans, you know, opened up the spigots for these banks to basically have reckless behavior. And again, you know, I'm kind of laissez-faire economics. You know, maybe we should let some of these banks go under, and maybe the political elite, if they lost some of their money, they would, you know, wise up. But when the federal government says, hey, we're going to backstop this and nobody's going to lose any money except the shareholders or, you know, the bank president, and then they're blank. You know, they even saw that with cryptocurrency. You know, they went after that guy, Blankman Friedman. You know, there's one guy that, you know, was doing all this stuff, right? Or Madoff, you know, or Michael Milken. There's always one guy. There's always one fall guy, right? But the real culprits never get caught, right, BB? And you and I are the ones that have to pay for the consequences, you know, of this risky behavior.
Yeah. Yeah, and what about the Money City bankers? What about them? What do we need to know about folks like this? Are they
now they're saying
really
they were
going to
rescue this Republic Bank, and you know that went by the wayside, and we're seeing the money center banks go down as well. And you know, back in 2008, some of those major banking stocks have not recovered, and then one of the major money center banks, Credit Suisse, which is one of the largest banks in Switzerland. That's now having problems, and basically the ECB said they're going to print as much money as they can to keep that bank afloat. But again, you see these people, they don't have any common sense when it comes to economics and business. That's the problem, and now we're all going to pay for this misguided. But, you know, I guess you say, BV, happy, happy, sad, sad. We're sad, sad what's happening, but happy, happy. You know, gold is up today, $53 an ounce, and gold has been one of the best performing investments. It has been the best performing investment since 2000. So since this decade started, gold has been the number one performing investment. Better than the stock market, better.
Okay. I think we may have lost Pavlos. He was up in around Santa Fe.
There you go. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you still there? Yeah.
Yep, I'm still here. Yep, I got a little too excited. Pulled the cord too high, you know? My blood pressure is getting up there, BV, but you know, when I talk about these modern monetary theorists and Janet Yellen and Jay Powell, you know, how they're going to help us and how they're going to make our economy better. But what's happening is it's making it worse.
Yeah, I think we're all feeling that right now. All right, Pavlos, what about inflation? And that's something with these banks failing. We've had a little bit of a distraction from that, but that's something that's literally taking food off the table for a lot of working families here in this country.
Yes, and you know, they said, hey, we're going to raise interest rates and we're going to fix this inflation problem. Well, guess what? They haven't done it. They let that genie out of the bottle, And Jay Powell and Janet Yellen said that inflation is transitory. Well, guess what? It's not transitory. You know, anytime we go to the bank or we go and, you know, our money gets, before it hits the bank, it's been devaluated. And we go to a restaurant, we fill up our gas tank, we go to the grocery store, everything is going up in price. And again, it's inflation is not transitory. And now what we have the Fed doing is, you know, raising interest rates until they break something. Well, guess what? They broke the regional banks. And now Washington is going to print as much money as they can to backstop these banks. So, you know, it can't be good for the car when you got the Fed slamming on the brakes and Washington pumping the gas as much as they can. And, you know, it's not being good for our common economy. And basically we're seeing this financial distortion, and we're going to see, you know, the repercussions of what's going to happen to this. And we're seeing gold again. Gold is telling us, hey, something's wrong. These people are not telling us the truth. There's something more to this than, you know, one little bank going under.
Yeah, Pavlos Panagopoulos with us, Cetera Advisor Networks. And Pavlos, I know your organization always has a lot of great events. What do you have coming up?
Yes, we have a special event that's going to be coming up here soon. We're going to be talking about energy infrastructure, and it's going to be on the give it to y'all guys the exact date and time. It'll be the 27th of this month. Again, it'll be at 2 p.m., and it'll be with Invesco. We're going to talk about energy infrastructure and how energy continues to go up no matter what Washington and the Fed does. And, you know, inflation is here to stay, and, you know, they let that genie out of the bottle, and we're probably going to have this inflation here for the next decade. So, you know, prepare for your kids to be in high school, BV, because we still may have inflation here thanks to these guys and their money printing ways and their modern monetary theorists. So stay tuned to our Zoom meeting on the 27th of March. And go to our website, MyFinancialSense, to sign up.
All right, it's BV Today, News Radio KQOB. Thanks for being with us on this St. Patrick's Day. And joining us, Pavlos Panagopoulos of Cetera Advisor Networks. And you can check out MyFinancialSense.com for more information. And Pavlos, how about cryptocurrency and investing, because they've lost several trillion dollars just over the last few years. Is it time for the regulators to kind of step in here?
Well, you know, what did Reagan say? It's government's the problem, not the answer, right? And basically what they did was they preyed on people's greed. And, you know, just like the Silicon Valley thing, you know, a lot of those companies were venture capitalists and, you know, basically, they're, you know, going for broke, and, you know, who gets holding left the bag? You know, the average investor, the average, you know, state and federal taxpayer, again, through inflation. Inflation is this insidious tax, BV, that just creeps up on us. You know, they kind of said that cryptocurrency was one of these investments that was, you know, counter to the dollar. But you and I know there's only one investment that's counter to the dollar, and it's been around for 2,000 years. You know what that is, right? Gold, right?
Yeah.
And that's been one of the few investments that has been able to withstand the test of time. But again, this cryptocurrency thing is just yet another Wall Street, you know, smoke and mirrors to try to get people to invest their money in, you know, a shell game. And when the music stops, there's no chair for you to sit down. And that's what basically a Ponzi scheme is. You know, if it walks like a Ponzi scheme and it smells like a Ponzi scheme, BV, it's a Ponzi scheme, right?
Yeah.
That's how trillions get lost. But again,
do you think
media to get everybody all hot and bothered about this cryptocurrency?
Exactly. Do you think crypto will eventually go away, or do you think this will always
be, the technology, BV, is there for moving money around. Okay, that's what banks use or whatever. It's a secure way of moving money around. But to come up with this dog coin and all these other, you know, different coins, it was just a Ponzi scheme just to get people to put money in, and then the next bidder up, and basically, once again, like 2008 with the mortgage crisis, you know, we all remember these no-doc loans, you know, and people were buying empty houses. You know, the crooks of Wall Street and the white-collar criminals always come up with the latest scheme, and, you know, I guess Charles Ponzi would be blushing right now if he's still alive, you know, on some of the stuff that they've done.
But yeah, again, you know, that's definitely right. So the Fed is being blamed for raising rates until something breaks.
And they broke. So. Now they broke something like they always do.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you broke it.
Yeah. You break it, you
did
buy
it,
right?
Is that
what?
Right.
Now, did the Fed go overboard and break the economy with the run on these two banks when we talk about the Silicon Valley Bank
overboard?
And Signature?
Forget about interest rates. Okay, when you're printing trillions of dollars, BB, and we're now $33 trillion in debt now, the interest that we pay on that $33 trillion debt is greater than our defense budget. Now we have a national security problem. They just don't get it. They've been all taught in college modern monetary theory. It doesn't work. It hasn't worked. You know, thank goodness I went to a good college, Mercer University, and they didn't teach modern monetary theory. They taught us supply-side economics and basically, the Austrian School of Economics. And again, you know, the rooster's coming to roost now, and we're finding that, you know, a lot of people, you know, there was just smoke and mirrors out there, and we're going to see the consequence of that moral hazard, you know, where Anna Yellen says we're going to back up these banks no matter what. We don't care how much we're going to back them up. And again, you know, it all is going to come down to inflation.
Yeah, so how can listeners take advantage of the government and the institutionalization of moral hazards?
Well, first of all, you know, we talked about what's up today. I mean, just look, gold is up $53 today. And what is gold saying? You're lying to me, you're lying to me, you're lying to me, you know? Have some precious metals in your portfolio. Have some, we talked about our Zoom meeting with Invesco and energy infrastructure. Have some energy in your portfolio. Have some food. Have some real assets, things that can't be printed by Wall Street and can't be manipulated by Wall Street and the politicians in Washington. Look and see what's happening. This is like the 70s. And you remember, the only way we got out of this was what? Ronald Reagan came in and basically told Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show, you know, government is not the solution, Johnny. Government is the problem. And once the American people figure that out, I think we'll turn the corner. But, you know, we let this inflation genie out of the bottle, and these modern monetary theorists, they call them the Wizard of Wall Street. You know, it's like the Wizard of Oz. You know, when you pull back the curtain, you know, there's a little guy over there, you know, moving buttons around, and you know, there's really no wizard there. It's just you know, a bunch of hot air and a bunch of smoke and mirrors, and you know, the market's telling us that, and so is gold. Gold is saying to us today, hey, you're lying to us, you're lying to us, you're lying to us. We want something real.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying to have your pot of gold on this St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, you know, like a leprechaun. Make sure that leprechaun, that Washington leprechaun doesn't steal it. And I want to also talk about the bailouts that happened. You know, everybody remembers this all started back when the savings and loan debacle happened back in the 80s. And we all remember Charles Keating and the Keating Five. Alan Cranston, Dennis DeConcini, former astronaut John Glenn, and Senator Donald Regal. And then, of course, former Republican presidential nominee, you know, Senator John McCain. I guess, you know, the more you get involved in corruption, maybe they'll put you on a presidential ticket, right? And then the 80s, remember the junk bond king, Michael Milken, and the creation of Resolution Trust Corporation, now defunct government entity that liquidated 394 insolvent savings and loans at pennies on the dollar. And then who went in there and picked up those savings and loans at pennies on the dollar? The vulture capitalists of the 90s. And then we had the dot-coms in the late 90s and early 2000. And then we had 9/11, bailout of the airlines, and then $700 billion lost in no-doc loan crisis. Again, who bought those houses, BV? Pennies on the dollar. They create this crisis so that the vulture capitalists can sweep in and pick up these pennies on the dollars, and the, you know, their enablers are the money center banks. And we've seen our dollar, BV, since you've been alive, and I've been alive, since 1967, our dollar has depreciated by 90%. And in the last 50 years, gold has gone from $35 an ounce to $2,000 an ounce. So it's gone up 57 times since 1965. It's been one of the best performing investments of all time. But again, gold is not something we want to go up. Gold always tells us, hey, there's something wrong. These people are lying to us. And I almost call gold as a lie detector. The more it goes up, you know, the more it sees that they're lying to us.
Yeah, yeah. So you sound a little downtrodden, but where's your optimism at? Gold, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, like I said, happy, happy, sad, sad. Happy, happy. We have gold and we have commodities and we have the things that are going to go up with inflation. But again, sad, sad that everything is going higher and the wealth disparity between rich and poor is going to widen. And again, how can we pay our debts if we are, you know, now at, you know, $33 trillion in debt? Just go to usdebtclock.org. You can see it tick up. And the government is – increase in their taxes on us, BV, but they're only pulling in like $4.6 trillion, but they're spending, you know, $6 trillion. So where are they making that money up? They're basically printing that money, and maybe it's not killing us with taxes, and the people who don't pay taxes say, who cares? Let the rich people pay the taxes. But guess what? That insidious tax affects the poor even more than it does the rich, because the rich can pay, you know, $5 for a latte. But how do the poor able to feed themselves? And we see this homeless. You know, you're talking about today what's happening with Walmart and Adams Market. You know, that is a problem right there. You know, when government is devaluating our currency, and then we see homeless, and then we have our politicians saying, oh, they can fix this with, you know, a magic wand. They're going to, you know, take over the business or whatever. And again, what I like to tell our mayor is, Mayor, government is the problem. Government is not the solution. Yeah. Once we all get that in Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and Washington, D.C., I think we'll turn a corner. But again, it's going to take a while for all this to sink into people's minds and for them to realize what's happening and how their wealth is being eroded and how our American lifestyle is going down the drain. Hopefully that's a little bit more optimistic, but, you know, give us a call and we can help you reallocate your investments and take advantage of what's happening in this financial distortion world that we're living in and help you protect your purchasing power and, you know, try to keep you up with inflation and try to keep your kids in being able to go to college and have college funds and have some money away for your retirement and be able to go on trips and do the things that you want to do.
Yeah, we sure appreciate it, Pablo, especially you taking some time off from your time off to help us out and let us help us to understand what's going on in the world a little bit with the banking situation. Really appreciate it, Pablo.
I think everybody is very worried, BB, and we like to tell them, you know, just calm down. I think everything is going to be okay as long as you are properly allocated. If you don't feel like your advisor is allocating you properly, give us a call. We can help you. All phones are manned by our advisors and our helpful staff, 505-828-4068, or go to our website and you can learn more about our philosophy, myfinancialsense.com. And you know, you're doing the bull. I always like to say my financial sense. My mom would always say my horse sense. You know, a horse has more sense than the folks in Washington. And lastly, I want to mention Securities Investment Advisory Services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investment Protection Corporation. BV, all of our listeners, have a wonderful and prosperous St. Patrick's Day to all the Irish out there as well. Of course, don't drink and drive this evening, and be safe, and we hope to see y'all guys next week, and we'll talk more about this financial madness and how you can profit from it.
You got it. Thank you, Pavlos. Again, myfinancialsense.com is where you can learn more. Okay, coming up next, we're going to try to give away these PBR tickets again. You can give me a call, 505-243-3333. Line up, and we'll try to give these tickets away next after the news on News Radio KQOB.